This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
There have been reports of a crisis in Queensland schools where kids as young as 10 are addicted to vaping, which is just beyond anything I could have ever imagined. I'm not really across what vaping is, though, so we thought we'd get someone on who can talk us through it. Bronwyn King AO is an Australian radiation oncologist and anti-tobacco campaigner, and she joins us right now. How are you, Dr. Bronwyn?
I'm very well, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you for joining us. Can you start by clarifying it for us a bit? Because we've seen smoking like forever. It's been around for all of my life, smoking cigarettes. But vaping is a relatively new thing. What's the difference between vaping and smoking cigarettes?
Well, vaping is a bit of a newer phenomenon that most people have probably started to see, you know, around the streets and around the communities and very sadly around the schools, as you mentioned. Vaping devices are basically little units that people hold in their hands that are filled with a liquid that vaporizes and has various flavors and additives in it. So it's inhaled into the lung, and when users breathe out, people might recall seeing these great big funny plumes of smoke and vapor that come out when the person breathes out. But it is another way of getting a nicotine hit. And
is vaping as bad as cigarettes?
Well, look, the jury is still out on that, and it's a very hard one to study because there are many, many different kinds of vaping products out there. There are thousands of different flavours that have been used in vaping products. And over the years, because they've emerged before the regulation has emerged, they contain all different sorts of things. So it's very hard to have studied them in detail because they've already evolved so much since the start of them coming onto the market. But regular cigarettes, we know, are extremely dangerous. Regular cigarettes, we know, cause terrible death and disease, and we obviously want to make sure our young people never, ever start them. And one of the key concerns about vaping is that after a massive drop in smoking and a massive drop in sort of the acceptability of smoking in the Australian community, vast majority of Australians reject smoking and don't want to have anything to do with it. The real risk of vaping is that it has come back to new generations. It's come back to teenagers. It's come back to young people. And there's a very strong association of people vaping with later on starting regular smoking.
And that is what's so scary too, like the young people taking it up. And one thing that I noticed about vaping is, and I'd like to get your opinion on this, it appears like it's been marketed different. It's almost a little bit sexy. There's flavours like watermelon and pina colada and bubblegum. And some of those vaping devices are made to look like, you know, cool little looking slick devices, you know. This is deliberately being marketed at a new generation.
That's it. I think that's it. And that's why, I mean, I haven't spoken to a parent of a teenager in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years who isn't very concerned about that very attractive marketing of vaping. It's become sort of this chic thing in schools. It's become something that's a little bit edgy and with the in crowd. And, of course, that's really concerning when it involves danger to health. So we know that the products in vaping products are not safe. The chemicals in them, not just the flavourings, but other chemicals in them are definitely not safe. And so, you know, we really do need to work better as a community to make sure that our teenagers are aware that these are dangerous products and that, you know, we certainly don't want them to ever start using them.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It's just another thing that I guess parents have to be really vigilant about and really communicate with their kids about. But such a great breakdown. Thank you so much for your time. Dr. Bronwyn King joining us on the air this morning. Thanks, Bronwyn.
Pleasure, guys. All the best. Stay safe. The Hit Breakfast Show.